sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Now we welcome you into hour number two of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your day and afternoon each and every day, and trying to keep you as safe as we can on the roadways. There are several problems that we've been seeing throughout the afternoon. Had a bout of thunderstorms moving through here within the last hour. We've seen some downed trees, some traffic lights not working, and slowdowns on I-10 this afternoon, also through Milton. So we're keeping you up to date on all of that here over the next hour. Did get a little piece of breaking news over the Channel 3 newscast there, and that is the Chiefs have ruled out tight end Travis Kelce. So adjust your fantasy lineups accordingly. Yes, I am, somebody who's going against the team that has Travis Kelce. I do hope he's okay. Obviously want to see him do well, just not against my team. So the crisis averted so far here tonight. Yes, it is week one NFL opening game, the Chiefs and the Lions on NBC. I believe 7:20 is the start time for that one. And you can catch that on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330, AM 99.1 FM. As far as our other less known sister station, CAD Country 98.7, big news for them today, right?
Yes, nominated for a CMA, so Small Station of the Year. And we'll find out probably a month before.
Not the first time that they've been nominated for that.
No, and not the first time that if anything happens in someone.
Do you already know?
No.
Okay.
So just a nomination, but they won in 2017 and 2019.
Very cool.
And so, yeah.
So that means they get to like go to Nashville for the ceremony if they win, or do they just go anyway?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, very cool stuff there. Good news for our sister station, Cat Country, and, of course, ESPN Pensacola. All the top sports NFL games, Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night football, and games throughout on Sundays and Saturdays with college as well. So, good time to be a sports fan here, and football especially. We'll start here with our top three stories, as we always do here. By the way, the text line, 850-437-1620. Did get several texts last hour about the various traffic situations, so please keep those coming. We certainly appreciate it, and know that the listeners do as well. So we start here locally, actually, down the road in Orange Beach, where a very sad situation unfolding there early this morning at around 2:45 this morning. Deputies called out to an apparent murder-suicide, and it involved two employees of the Cullman County Sheriff's Office, that in Alabama. So they say that Deputy Kenneth Booth shot and killed his girlfriend Alexis White in an argument and then turned the gun on himself. White worked as a dispatcher for the Sheriff's Office, and then she's worked there since she was 16 years old. Tragic situation in Orange Beach there. Also in the state of Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis today reassuring parents that their children won't have to wear a mask even as COVID cases are on the rise, and around the country saying that mandates have already started to rear their head again.
Now we're in a situation where you start to see around the country kids being kept out of school, like Kentucky had a school closure over COVID. You have forced masking of school children in different states.
He says that's not going to happen in Florida, as the recent state legislature, legislative session rather, made that against the law to have vax and masks mandates in schools. And he says you won't lose your job over a vax mandate. Businesses won't be locked down as well. Finally, New York City's mayor says the White House needs to step in or the immigration crisis will destroy his city. Strong words from Mayor Eric Adams, of course, a couple of weeks ago. He says he received a letter from the Fed saying that he wasn't doing a good enough job on the migrant crisis. He was critical of that, said, well, hey, you can. So it's one thing to say you're not doing a good job. It's another thing to say that and to offer up suggestions or solutions. He says the feds did neither. And he says they're not getting enough support from the federal government now, with 10,000 migrants entering his city a month. Let's look at our top three stories. Gracie has a check of the roads and weather.
Well, we're still seeing slow-moving traffic on I-10. That's going to be in the westbound direction. It is improving. So right now, the slowdowns are going to start back onto I-110 northbound is where you're going to start seeing things slow down. And then if you're going westbound on I-10, you'll start seeing them at the Davis Highway exit. But now things are going to clear up a little bit earlier. They will clear up after the 29 exit. So still seeing some slowdowns due to that accident off of the 29 exit if you are heading westbound. So just keep that in mind and use lots of caution on I-10. It is, again, backing up onto I-110 northbound almost to Airport Boulevard. Also, just got a text in that there is an accident on Fairfield. That's going to be South Fairfield, just about a quarter mile from Gulf Beach Highway. So expect some slowdowns there. Right now, it's not looking too bad, but just expect some slowdowns there. And we're still seeing slowdowns at Sorrento and Bauer. Right now, it's just going to be Sorrento as you're heading towards Perdido Key. You'll see some slowdowns at that intersection due to the light malfunctioning. And we also have a light issue going on at Palafox and Burgess. So still seeing some major delays at that intersection as well. Other than that, we're looking pretty good, but all the typical slowdowns are a bit heavier just due to the rain. So just keep that in mind and use lots of cautions on the road this afternoon. For weather, we do still have some chances of rain throughout this evening with a low of 75. It's 82 in our area with the heat index at 84. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, and you can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs.
All right. Other local news today. The man accused of fatally shooting Okaloosa Sheriff's Corporal Ray Hamilton back on Christmas Eve is now facing new charges in Santa Rosa County. That, according to Channel 3, Timothy Price Williams is charged with condition release violation and probation violation. The sheriff's office says that Price Williams violated his probation with the murder charge last December, and the Santa Rosa County charges stem from a DUI and resisting arrest case from December of 2021. Also in local news, the Pensacola man accused in a deadly shooting at the Oakwood Terrace Apartments will spend 9 years in prison. That's 26-year-old Jeremy Lane. According to the PNJ, he was originally charged with second-degree murder in the death of Travion Smith, but ended up pleading no contest to manslaughter in possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. So prosecutors had planned on a witness testifying what he saw back in November of 2021. However, that witness ended up being uncooperative on the stand, saying he couldn't recall anything to all the questions that he was asked. So that derailed the trial there. And Lane getting credit for time already served in the Escambia County Jail. He was originally sentenced to about 11 years and 638 days taken off of that. 519 right now. We will take a break. We've got state and national headlines to follow. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
We interrupt the normal Strength for Life program schedule for an important message from the teen program at Northstone Baptist Church. School is back in session, but according to the calendar, it's still summer. With this in mind, Northstone is hosting a water activity this Saturday, September 9th, so teens from 7th graders to seniors can celebrate the end of summer in style. The activity is from noon to 2:30 on Northstone Baptist Church's 11 acres. We'll play a variety of slip and slide games on 3,000 square feet of tarp, and we'll feed everybody for free. Northstone Baptist Church is located in Northwest Pensacola near the intersection of Pine Forest and Nine Mile. The activity is open to everyone from 7th to 12th grade. Come join us this Saturday from noon to 2:30 at Northstone Baptist Church. For more information about the church, visit northstonebaptist.org. To learn more about our weekly Strength for Life programs, videos, and other media, visit strengthforlife.church or our YouTube channel, Strength for Life Pensacola.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3, will help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Deep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Johnson
goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield! Punch! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone! Picked off!
Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the show, we talked to Administrator Wes Moreno about the request by Commissioner Burgosh to seek additional legal remedies over the what he claims are stolen text messages off of his phone. We also talked about the Perdido Roundabout and what might be done there. And then Will Condon, the new president of Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital, joined us, a friend of mine from LEAP 2016. We talked about his new role as president. You can catch that and all the other podcasts of the day on newsradio923.com.
Fox News Guy Benson gives you the news and brings you the newsmakers every day at 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We're going to get traffic a little bit early just because there's still a lot going on the roads this afternoon with rain coming through earlier. So starting off on I-10 and I-110, we still have an accident right after 29 on I-10 westbound that is causing some slowdowns. Looking like it's clearing up at the scene of the accident, but it's really backing things up on I-10 westbound as well as I-110 northbound, still backing up to about Airport Boulevard. So expect some slowdowns all throughout the interstate, but hopefully it'll get cleared up soon. We also have an accident that's causing delays on East Olive Road in Pensacola off of Cody Lane, so expect some slowdowns in the westbound direction there. The intersection of North Palafox and Burgess Road, still seeing delays due to the light being out there, and we are now looking good at Sorrento Road and Bauer at that intersection. Still have some slowdowns at Fairfield. That's going to be South Fairfield, a little bit north of Gulf Beach Highway. There was a small accident there that's causing some slight delays. If you see anything else on the roads causing delays, you have any updates, give a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. And for weather, we still have some rain throughout our area, but the heavy rain really has moved out, but we will be seeing 30% chance of rain into the overnight hours. Coming up tomorrow, with slight chance of rain in the morning, but should clear up by the afternoon with sunny skies and a high of 93. It is 79 in our area with a heat index of 81. And this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love, and your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you so much. Taking a look at what's happening in state headlines today. So the latest on Hurricane Lee, it's already intensified to a Cat 4 storm now. So it's rapidly getting stronger. Forecasters looking like it's going to reach Cat 5 status. Still no word on what the exact impacts will be to the U.S. mainland. East Coast looks like may get some impacts there if it just goes across all the way to the Atlantic. There's some models that say it'll kind of just fizzle out in the Atlantic. But regardless, there's going to be high surf, deadly rip currents, and that's going to be in the Leeward Islands, also Puerto Rico, that area this weekend. But very dangerous Cat 5 hurricane likely this weekend.
Also coming out of Florida, civil rights leaders are going to be attending the funeral of one of the victims from last month's racially motivated shooting in Jacksonville. So Reverend Al Sharpton is going to be delivering the eulogy on Friday for Angela Carr. Attorney Ben Crump is going to be representing her family. And Carr was one of three black people who were shot inside a Dollar General store by a white gunman who killed himself afterwards out of Jacksonville.
Yeah, along those lines, so in our top three stories, we heard from Governor Ron DeSantis. He and the state surgeon general did a news conference this afternoon on COVID, and particularly his criticism of other states and school districts that have started to implement mandates and closing schools. He says it's not going to happen in Florida. But this news conference kind of derailed towards the end there as he stuck up for himself, really, after I guess you would call him a heckler, was accusing him and the state, saying that because of policies they have enacted have allowed for racially motivated incidents. He specified a couple. Number one, Trayvon Martin death back in 2012. Of course, DeSantis wasn't our governor until 2018, and also talked about the racially motivated shooting in Jacksonville that Gracie just talked about. Here was a little bit of the back and forth.
No, there is the truth. There is something about the truth. It's not everyone doesn't have their own truth. No. You don't get to come here and blame me for some madman. That is not appropriate, and I'm not going to accept it.
Yeah, so speaking there specifically about the Jacksonville racially motivated shooting there, Heckler went on to say that, hey, it's because of your policies that have essentially made it unsafe for black people and minorities.
Yeah. Oh, that is nonsense. That is such nonsense. We've done more to support law enforcement in this state than anybody in throughout the United States. Our crime rate in Florida is at a 50-year low.
So, there have been a couple of instances, and there was actually one in Jacksonville in the aftermath of the shooting where DeSantis went and spoke at a vigil. I believe it was a vigil, and I think this happened maybe the day or two before I was out last week, so I don't think we talked about it. But, there was some hecklers in the crowd, and in that instance, DeSantis really didn't do anything. He just kind of stood there. He was talking. He spoke for a few minutes. But in this case, obviously, he's in a room full of supporters. Everybody there is going to be on his side, so to speak. So he kind of stuck up for himself there.
Yeah. Also in state headlines, the search for the missing cruise ship passenger in South Florida has been called off. So the Coast Guard said today that they've suspended the search for the 26-year-old Kevin McGrath. He was last seen in his cabin while on the Carnival Conquest ship on Monday morning while it was docked in Miami, Florida. Authorities say that they searched the ship as well as 33 square miles of nearby waterways.
3,300. Yeah. 3,300. Not just 33. That wouldn't have been much of a search. Finally, the Florida Supreme Court tomorrow will be hearing oral arguments over the state's 15-week abortion ban that was passed last year.
Overturning this state decision will put us back in a direction with our courts here in Florida toward a more balanced, correct view of the Constitution.
Yeah, so that's House Speaker Paul Renner there. So while the bill was passed last year, of course, you'll recall lawmakers went even further this year, approving a 6-week ban. The court is being asked to decide if the law violates the right to privacy clause in the state constitution. It's 5:30 now. Fox News Update is followed, of course, by Your Money Now. It's brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
I'm John Saucier talking about Danilo Cavalcante escaping out of the Chester County Prison in Pennsylvania a week ago. They're still looking for this 34-year-old convicted murderer. Pennsylvania State Police Deputy Commissioner of Operations, Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens, says officials believe he's within an 8 to 10 square mile zone that is being monitored.
We have had no sightings outside of that area. We have maintained as secure a perimeter as we possibly could. And then as recently as today, we have another reported sighting.
Also, former advisor to President Trump, Peter Navarro, has been convicted of criminal contempt of Congress charges. It comes after a failure to comply with a House subpoena issued by representatives from the January 6th committee. Here he is.
I am not here convicted because of contempt of Congress. I'm here because of association with J6. That's just wrong.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Health insurance costs are rising at the steepest rate in years, and the Wall Street Journal says the biggest in a decade increase could wallop businesses and their employees in 2024. Citing data from consulting firms Mercer and Willis Towers Watson, the journal says costs for employer coverage are expected to surge around 6.5% for 2024. Many of the NFL's Week 1 games are sold out, not surprisingly, but if you're thinking about snagging a ticket or two on the secondary market, well, some of them are rather pricey. Logitix says the most expensive ticket this weekend, based on selling prices across multiple exchanges, is the Eagles-Patriots game in New England, where the home team will honor legendary quarterback Tom Brady at halftime. The average ticket price for that one, $665. The cheapest ticket on the secondary market, the Titans-Saints game in New Orleans, a mere $135. Another not-so-great day for equity investors as stocks finished mostly lower. The Dow Industrials eked out a gain, but the NASDAQ dropped 123. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute. For everyone that loves offensive football, tonight's Lions-Chiefs game should be a treat. KC was last season's top offense while Detroit ranked fourth. Meanwhile, the Lions had the worst D in football, and the Chiefs are shorthanded on that side of the ball. Last time we saw Jared Goff face Patrick Mahomes, he was with the Rams, and he beat Mahomes 54-51. If you look at the numbers, tonight should be another primetime scoring fest to kick the season off. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened to cross Prevagen. And I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired.
These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Start your mornings with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel, or Pep Talk. Then, join the national news conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins at 11. Fox News' Guy Benson takes over at 2. And Joe and Gracie wrap up your workday from 4 till 7. And then Dave Ramsey takes over.
On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Again tonight, hump the moon. Again tonight.
92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Thursday afternoon. We're going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together at 5:36. We're still seeing some slow-moving traffic on I-10 westbound and I-110 northbound. For the most part, it has cleared up except for the ramp going off of I-110 northbound and getting onto I-10 westbound. So the accident at 29 has been cleared up and the accident at Pine Forest has been cleared up. Looks like there is now a small fender bender right at the off-ramp, so right when you're merging on to get to I-110. So look out for that. Looks like it's on the right side and causing some slight delays as well. So just use some caution there. Our slowdowns at the intersection of Palafox and Burgess has been cleared up. We still have some delays on East Olive Road due to an accident right off of Cody Lane, so expect some slight delays there, as well as 29 northbound in between 10 Mile and 9 Mile Road, still seeing some afternoon slowdowns. If you see anything else on the roads, you have any other details, please give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. Coming up for weather this week, we're going to be seeing sunny skies coming up the rest of this week and into this weekend. Tonight, we still have a 30% chance of rain, though, with a low of 75. It is 79 in our area with a heat index of 81. And this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Pensacola Energy. Did you know that most natural gas appliances work even with no power? Be storm ready with natural gas from Pensacola Energy. You can learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, taking a look at our national headlines. A new poll shows most voters believe President Biden was involved in his son's business dealings while serving as VP. The CNN poll found 61% of voters say the president had some involvement in Hunter's businesses in Ukraine and China. 42% said he acted illegally. 29% say it was unethical, but not illegal.
Also, Mexico is decriminalizing abortion nationwide. The country's Supreme Court issued the ruling yesterday, saying that the penalization of abortion is unconstitutional since it violates the rights of women. The law on abortion was previously left on a state-by-state basis, with 12 of the country's 32 states already voting to decriminalize it.
Also in Pennsylvania, police now reporting another sighting, I believe 8 sightings of the escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcante.
We have had tactical teams from all over the country come in and continue to come in.
And it's been a week since he escaped from the Chester County prison, the same way that another inmate who broke out back in May did. So a video was released of that. The prison's about 25 miles west of Philadelphia.
Also, the Defense Department is calling on Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville to stop blocking military confirmations in the Senate.
There are now 319 nominations that are impacted because of Senator Tuberville's holds on our general and flag officers.
Tuberville is blocking the confirmations in protest of the Pentagon's policy to reimburse service members who travel out of state for abortions.
Former President Trump White House advisor Peter Navarro convicted of contempt of Congress. Prosecutors say Navarro illegally refused to comply with subpoenas issued by the House committee investigating the U.S. Capitol attack. Navarro is now the second former Trump aide to be prosecuted following Steve Bannon.
Also, one of the U.S. Supreme Court's justices says that he's hopeful action will be taken soon to address the ethic issues. That's Justice Brett Kavanaugh, who told audience of the judges and lawyers in Cleveland on Thursday that the court is continuing to work on those issues. His comments come after the recent reports of the justices' travel with political donors.
5:40, taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. Major League Baseball, a couple of games just starting now. Marlins and Dodgers, that's in Miami, and on ESPN Plus, by the way. Rays and the Mariners also starting now. At 6:20, the Braves and the Cardinals. Of course, all eyes in the NFL. NBC has the kickoff game with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Detroit Lions. Kickoff at 7:20 there. And if you haven't heard yet, Travis Kelce, the all-pro tight end for the Chiefs, ruled out for week one. Gracie, you have any thoughts on that news, and does it change your prognostication for tonight?
I don't think so. I think even without Travis Kelce, that they're still going to win just because, you know, Patrick Mahomes is pretty good, I guess. I don't know. But I think it's smart. I think it's a smart move. You know, have them rest up and get ready. Don't, you know, rush it too bad. Or
it's astute analysis there. Yeah. I have nothing more to add to that. Also tonight, semifinals in the U.S. Open on the women's side. So two Americans have a chance to advance to the final. Coco Gauff is taking on Karolina Muchova in the first match tonight. And in the second, Aryna Sabalenka, who is new world number one, facing American Madison Keys. So that's exciting to see two American women in the semis, maybe an All-American final coming up on Saturday. Health, business, and science notes today. So Wendy's getting into the pumpkin spice game. A new pumpkin spice Frosty will be available starting Tuesday. The company says the frozen treat introduces hints of pumpkin flavor and spices like cinnamon and nutmeg to the familiar Frosty texture. The pumpkin spice Frosty cold brew coffee drink will also be available starting next week. The contract between the United Auto Workers Union and the Detroit 3 automakers is now a week away from expiring, and the UAW is threatening to strike at all three if an agreement is not reached. Today, General Motors made a proposal which UAW president said was insulting and a waste of time. In the Northwest, researchers at the University of Washington say fentanyl and meth are in the air and on surfaces in mass transit buses and trains.
Of those 78 air samples, 20 of them, which is a quarter, had detectable fentanyl, and all of them had detectable methamphetamine.
Thankfully, none of the amounts were at levels that could have had a toxic effect on people. Also, a study out last month says people between 50 and 65 who use the internet regularly see their chances of developing dementia drop by nearly 9%. People using the internet for more than 2 hours a day, however, say their risk for dementia would actually increase.
So pretty small window there, I guess.
Yeah, if an hour and a half or below, you're totally fine. Your dementia increases go down. 2 hours? Oh, boy. Watch out.
Well, also, have we talked about the spicy chip maker?
Nope.
Okay, awesome. Well, the maker of the spicy chip is pulling its product. So you may remember we talked about this a couple days ago, that there was actually a death of a teenager, a 14-year-old Massachusetts boy was found unresponsive earlier this month trying to complete the Pocky's One Chip Challenge. So now this company, Pocky, is saying that they made the decision to remove this product from shelves for an abundance of caution. Also, a new round of COVID-19 boosters is going to be available to the U.S. As early as next week. So that's what the CDC's independent panel of advisors is going to recommend for who's going to be eligible for the shots, and the FDA is likely to approve the shots.
And finally, fewer Americans than expected found themselves filing first-time claims for unemployment. Labor Department says 216,000 requests were received for the week ending September 2nd. That's less than 13,000 from last week.
Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together just shy of 5:45. Still seeing some major slowdowns on I-10 and I-110. Right now, it just looks like it's due to the newest accident, which is going to be on I-10 westbound again, but it's right where I-110, the ramp, merges onto I-10 westbound. So keep that in mind that is still going to be slowing things down if you are getting off of I-110 northbound and heading onto I-10 westbound. Also, just got to call into the traffic line. Don't have a lot of details of what the slowdown is because of, but Highway 90 eastbound, if you're getting out of Milton heading towards Navarre after 87, you're going to be seeing some slowdowns. It's just a small patch of delays right past 87, so don't have a lot of details of why it has slowed down there, but just keep that in mind. Also got a text in, just a reminder, with it being wet out or if it's raining in your area, make sure to keep your lights on. But other than that, we're looking good for weather. We're going to be looking good into the weekend with sunny skies coming up tomorrow as well as Saturday. Tonight, we'll still have some chances of rain, though, just at 30% with a low of 75. It is 79 in our area with the heat index of 81. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. The big pop culture note today was the sentencing of Danny Masterson, of course, the former star of That 70s Show, sentenced to 30 years in prison.
When they were able to get up there and have their voices be heard and to be able to express themselves on the significance of the impact that the crimes had upon them.
That from one of the victim's attorneys. Masterson's legal team asked the judge for a new trial, but that was rejected. Masterson was convicted of drugging the women's drink so he could assault them.
I wish I didn't, but I do.
This is Zach Bryan, right?
Yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah, I know, right? So got to play my favorite song once again because Zach Bryan is one of the nominees for the CMAs. So the CMA Awards came out. Not only do we have some local news with that, with Cat Country being nominated for Small Market of the Year, so really awesome there. But also, of course, our country artists that we're excited about, or maybe I'm just excited about. Entertainer of the Year includes Luke Combs, Chris Stapleton, Carrie Underwood, Morgan Wallen, and Lainey Wilson, and then also nominees for new artists, Zach Bryan, Jelly Roll, Parker McCollum, Megan Maroney, and Haley Witters. And the CMA Awards is going to be on November 8th in Nashville, Tennessee.
What do you have any expert opinions on prognostications on who's going to win those?
I think Luke Combs or Chris Stapleton, possibly Morgan Wallen for Entertainer of the Year.
Okay, you just named three of the five nominees.
Well, Chris Stapleton and Luke Combs are always in it, and they're always neck and neck. And Chris Stapleton,
I need an authoritative, definitive. This is who is going to win. That's what I'm looking for.
Who I want to win?
That's fine. All right, who's going to win?
I would say Luke Combs
is going to win. Okay,
yeah, and then for new artists, definitely Zach Bryan, but Megan Maroney is also one of my favorites, but okay. I don't think she'll win, but she's awesome too.
All right. So there's actually a pretty interesting story coming out of the Tonight Show. There was a, I don't know if bombshell would be appropriate or not, but apparently people don't like working with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
So the report in Rolling Stone cites former staffers who accuse him of erratic behavior, that he seems drunk a lot, and that the workplace is toxic. The staff apparently dealt with good Jimmy days and bad Jimmy days, and that he would often have unexpected outbursts. I wish I could say that this doesn't surprise, or that this surprised me, but it doesn't surprise me at all. Not that I know anything about Jimmy Fallon. I just think that, like, and this is nothing to in defense of him. I just think, you know, when he is in that, when you have a job like that, because I've heard the same thing about James Corden, that he was, you know, he was a butt to be around too.
And he got canceled for being mean to people at a restaurant too, right?
Yeah, there was that whole thing too.
And Ellen too, she was supposed to be a monster.
It's such a, I would think just such a, I mean, you're one of like, for, you know, dream jobs, you're a network late night host, which is kind of like the pinnacle for anybody in like the, you know, media entertainment type industry.
Yeah.
And so the immense pressure that you are probably under as the face of a network, really, to deliver each night, to beat out the other guys. And I know that they play like they're all friends and they get along, and that's maybe true, but they're still competing against each other. And so, you know, you've got Letterman and Leno, Conan, all these guys that, you know, were just competing. And so, no, it doesn't surprise me that the guy that who's on the line, you know, for the network is can be a butt to people at that high level.
Yeah.
Does not surprise me in the least.
Yeah, that's the same. I think it kind of just seems surprising because he's
doesn't
like,
make it right, but
yeah exactly, because it's like, oh, he's so lovable and he's
yeah
so
he
funny.
Laughs at everything,
but like obviously I could see that totally being true for sure. Lastly, in pop culture, before we get a real quick break, after boycotting Ticketmaster on his last tour, country superstar Zach Bryan says that he's coming back for his upcoming Quit in Time tour on X, which again used to be Twitter. Bryan says, all my homies still do hate Ticketmaster, but it's hard to realize that one guy can't change the whole system.
Going back on your lofty ideals, Zach.
Yeah. Sorry, Zach, I guess. Or Zach fans, really.
By the way, I thought this was cool really quick here. Four Roman-era swords in almost mint condition were recovered in a cave near the Dead Sea. Researchers say the swords were stashed in a remote cavern by Jewish rebels during an uprising against the Roman Empire at around 130 AD. So pretty cool there. It makes me wonder, whatever happened to the Civil War era sword that was found at the beach?
It must have been a Mardi Gras sword.
Must have been a Mardi Gras sword. I think we would have heard something by now if it wasn't.
Yeah, for sure. 551 right here on News Radio 92.3. Going to get a quick break. We'll come back with some TV news and some good news right here on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect at adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
It's not too late. Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. That's right, loan-free. PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Thursday afternoon. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. So first off, of course, we still have slowdowns on I-10 westbound and I-110 northbound. So right at the ramp, right where you were, if you're going northbound on I-110, getting onto I-10, right on the ramp where you're going to merge, there is an accident that is causing slowdowns on the ramp. So just keep that in mind. It is backing things up pretty heavy on both I-10 and I-110. So keep that in mind. Hopefully it'll get cleared up soon, but use some caution there. Also, we're still seeing some slow moving traffic on Highway 90 eastbound at just east of Pace, right near 87. Expect a small patch of traffic there. And we do have some slowdowns as well throughout Windhaven Beach in the westbound direction getting into Navarre on 98. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. For weather, Taking a look at the News Radio Threat Net radar, a lot of the rain has moved out of our area, but we still have a 30% chance of rain tonight. Coming up tomorrow, we have sunny skies and a high of 93. That's going to continue into our weekend. It is 79 in our area with the heat index of 81. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you so much. Final segment of this hour, taking a look at some wacky and weird headlines and some good news. So this one, confusing at first, and still not exactly sure why this we couldn't just let this guy live his life. But Florida man facing federal charges after he was caught about 70 miles off the coast of Georgia in what can only be described as a giant homemade hamster wheel. So yes, he was floating out there in the ocean, quote, running to London. He was trying to cross the entire Atlantic going from the U.S. to London. And the Coast Guard apparently was out in preparations for Hurricane, was it Franklin? Was that the
yeah.
F one? Yes. So they were out there for that, and they came across this guy in his little hamster wheel, and they were like, hey, you can't be out here. And he said, why not? And they were like, because there's a hurricane. He's like, hey, I'm trying to get to London. And if you try to take me off this thing, I've got a knife and I've got explosives. And I'm going to blow everybody up. So crossing a line there for sure. But on the other hand, I'm kind of the opinion that, look, if this guy wants to, you know, in all likelihood die because he wants to try to get across the Atlantic from the U.S. to London in his little hamster wheel, and he wants to see if he can do that in the face of a major hurricane, well, then, I mean, God bless him, and I hope he makes it, but if he doesn't, I don't want to hear about it, you
yeah.
know?
Especially if he's, you know, waving around the 12-inch knife and saying he has a bomb, like, I'd be like, okay, well, then we'll see you later. Godspeed.
Right. So we tried to tell you, you know, we'll see what
can't
happens.
Save
but,
everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also in some wacky and weird news, also coming out of Florida, a three-legged bear broke into a screen-in patio house in Lake Mary, Florida, kind of in the Orlando area last weekend. The bear is known for making some trouble in this neighborhood. Obviously, it stands out having three legs. So the neighborhood calls this bear Tripod.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. And this tripod bear was caught on security camera, not only breaking into the screen porch, but also downing some White Claws that were left on the porch from Labor Day from the party. If you're curious, the bear liked the strawberry and mango flavored White Claws.
Yep, that's good stuff right there. Finally, in good news, so. Touchy-feely story from Lahaina, a woman who was pregnant when she escaped the wildfires. Now a mom, she gave birth to a healthy baby girl on Monday. The family's home was completely destroyed. Everybody who lived there did survive. The baby is named after the woman's sister who got them to safety and after the street where her family had lived for four generations. Obviously, great to see baby and mom doing good. Hope they and everybody else at Lahaina are able to rebuild and get back to the life that they once knew there. 5:59, 12-minute break. We've got Channel 3 News at 6 coming up. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.